And welcome in now to our first week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to talk with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN. We're getting the season kicked off.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go here. Week one, you go on the road to take on an unfamiliar opponent here in Saydell. We've already talked a little bit here last week about all your preparations, but I guess how has the last few days gone? You feel like the team is prepared and ready to go?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's kind of to that point now where we just got to get on the field and get a game under our belt. So we feel pretty comfortable with where we're at. You know, there's still some, concerns as far as how well we'll tackle. We haven't, we've practiced, of course, tackling, but you just don't practice that for 60 minutes like you need to in a real football game. So that's going to be a real concern out there in this first game.
Well, and I think that's maybe one side of the ball that does have a few more question marks than the other side. I think you feel pretty comfortable with some of the guys and weapons you have offensively. But defensively, you're plugging in a lot of guys into different roles, at least expanded roles. Maybe they got a taste of playing a little bit last year, but now they're going to be expected to go every down. So it's going to be a big change for some of these guys.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a lot of guys now that are seniors going to be playing both ways. You know, and that's part of being a senior, though, too, and that move to 2A where, your enrollment goes down a little bit. Those guys have to pick up the slack. So it's no different in life when you getting a job. We talked about that with our football team the other day that, when that happens, you just pick up the slack, and that's the way it works.
Well, we'll start on the offensive side of the ball as far as attacking this Saydell team. What is it you think you're going to be able to have some success doing against them?
Well, we like our inside zone plays. We don't necessarily know exactly what they're going to do defensively. We got a couple films from last year, so we got an idea, but that doesn't mean that's what they're going to do. So we talked a lot about being flexible with our defense and our offense of, hey, we're going to just go in with some basic plays right away, see what they're doing, adjust, make some adjustments, and then, really try to turn things on. So we like, running inside the tackles. We kind of saw that last week. And with the zone play, it can be blocked against any front, against any defense. It's just a basic football play. You see it all levels, been around for a long time. And we'll see some of that early on and then progress from there.
Well, I think week one always is, a little mix of both. It's a little bit scary because it's unknown, what those guys are going to do once you get out there. But it's also, a lot of excitement, a lot of fun. You got some new guys in different positions, and it's fun to go out there and see them in live action and what they're able to do.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a good point, too. We've talked a lot this week of, just controlling what we can control. Here's what we want to do. We want to establish the inside run game between the tackles. Progress from there offensively, defensively. We just want to line up, pursuit of the football, tackle well, and, get out and play a game.
Well, I know you mentioned when we talked previously that Chase Mullinex had shown some good things throwing the football. He obviously knew he was going to be a good runner coming into the season. Has that continued in practice? Have the guys shown that kind of growth, getting comfortable with each other in the pass game?
Yeah, I've been real pleased with Chase's, not only where his accuracy, putting the ball on the money, but, the way he's run. He's, these last couple days, too, in practice, he's run with authority. And, he's always run well, but he's really seemed to turn it on now these last few days of preparation, running the football. And, when he does drop back, too, he's made some good decisions where, our scout team has maybe covered some guys down the field. He's pulled the ball down and found the hole and made a good gain. So that's what we need out of him. We don't need anything spectacular, but I think he will, eventually make some big play.
Well, and obviously that's a big part of the game for that position, too, is the mental aspect. He knows kind of what the position is supposed to do. He's been around it enough to know what's going on, but it's once you're in that moment and you're making those split second decisions, it's kind of a different story, and you got to be prepared for that.
Yeah, certainly. It's a different style of quarterback that, I've coached previously too. It seems like all of our quarterbacks we've asked to deliver the ball. And now not only can Chase deliver that football, but he can also keep the ball in his hands and make something happen. So just a different wrinkle for us offensively.
Well, and we move to the other side defensively. We talked a little bit about that. You're looking to try to see those guys out there making the plays consistently throughout the game. Have you felt like in practice they're showing signs that that's going to be progressing in the right direction? Obviously, like you said, it's hard to tell until they're out there for a full game.
Yeah, I think the biggest improvement over this fall camp has been out of our young guys in the secondary. We're trying to build some depth there to maybe spell some of our offensive seniors there from time to time. They're going to have to play both ways, but we need them to take a break for just two or three plays. So we've been trying to work on our depth there, and I really like what I see out of some of our sophomores. They're going to get a chance to play a little bit and show what they can do to spell some of those seniors on the back end. Still a big concern is up front, our front four. We know they're capable of getting some things done. The two DNs, Pellett and Riley, Connor Pellett and Logan Riley, both back from last year. We need big games out of them, not just this one, but in the future. But here's the first one. And then our D tackles in two seniors, Kenny Jimerson and Benson Lynn, both of those guys filling in some big shoes from last year. We just need them to hold their own and cause some havoc back there. I told Benson the other day, I don't care if he makes a tackle, but he needs to penetrate and just make other people's heads spin a little bit in the backfield. And he's done a pretty good job of that so far.
Well, and I think maybe that's something that changes from a player's perspective that maybe the fans won't see as much. But, we talked about the big loss of a guy like John McConkie, who's obviously going to take up that kind of space inside and even make some penetration happen himself right through the middle. That allows those guys on the ends to maybe play a little looser. And we saw Connor Pellett have some really big games there at the end of the season, being able to get off the edge. Does his mindset have to change a little bit with, a guy like that not being able to get right through in the middle? Does he have to be a little bit more cautious flying around the end like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think he definitely needs to, get dialed in, be technically sound, because, last year everybody's kind of focused on John. Well, now I think they'll be more focused on Connor. So he's going to have to really up his game. He's capable of doing that, and we're looking for him to do that, as well as Logan Riley.
Well, and I know another guy that's going to have an important role that you talked about making a move is Zade Nicholson. He's obviously going to have an impact on the other side of the ball too, I think. But in that middle linebacker spot, you got to have a guy that is going to cover a lot of ground and be in the right spots. How's his transition gone?
He just needs a game under his belt. The more reps he gets, the better he's getting. If we could practice 4 or 5 hours, Zade would be really good, but we just can't do that right now. So this game's critical for him just to get those looks on defense. He'll probably play more defense than offense just because we want him to get as many reps as possible there for the future. So Zade's progressing well. We talked a little bit with him the other day too of, hey, Zade, you just got to run and tackle, and that's what he does best. He can run and just run and tackle. And so sometimes, our guys maybe think too much and, just get out there and play football like you were in fifth or sixth grade in the backyard a little bit, and sometimes that works best.
Yeah, I think, sometimes maybe that's the hardest part of the transition is, getting your mind right. And, you take that extra time, that extra second to think about things, then, well, maybe you miss out on the chance to make the play. So, the more time they get, obviously, the more instinctual it becomes.
Yep, definitely. And, that's with anything, too. If you're a veteran at anything, you seem to be better, and it's no different on the football field.
Well, let's turn our attention a little bit here to the other side, your opponent here tonight in Sadell. I think they're somewhat of a team that's in a similar spot. They lost quite a bit of their guys as far as their production on offense. The key components, their quarterback spot's going to be different. They're making a transition. I understand it hasn't been long since they made the transition down classes as well, so they've kind of experienced that. What have you seen from Sadell here so far that you guys are looking at?
Well, fairly similar teams, like you say, historically, moving from 3A down to 2A. I can remember in the late 90s and early 2000s coaching here, Sadell was a 3A team. And, so they've kind of done the same thing. Just what we've seen on film, they play hard. And so we're not going to be able to just show up and expect to win. And, you know, I think early on our kids thought, well, we're making this, you know, down to 2A, and that just means we're better right away. And that's not the case. You know, you're not just better. You have to get out, put the work in, and show other teams that you are the better team. So we've been battling that a little bit. I think our guys are a little bit more focused now, especially after our scrimmage. We're not just going to be able to show up. We're going to have to play, and no different than with Sedale.
Yeah, and I talked to Coach Russell, and he didn't get a whole lot out as far as what they do schematically, but he really focused and harped on that they really work on getting those individual fundamental skills put in place. They do a lot of individual work to make sure that their kids are in the proper mindset to be able to go out there and make plays, and that's one thing that he said. You know, I know at the end of the day, both Coach McDermott and myself are going to be proud of how hard the kids played and how the game was played. So you can tell that they just have that kind of, you know, tough mentality mindset.
Yeah, there's no doubt that's what we've seen on film, and just asking around kind of their conference, that's what we're going to get out of them. And that's why, you know, we're happy to be playing them. That's the type of team we need to see to, you know, win or lose moving forward, getting into our district. We've got to have a test here.
Well, have you been able to gather much kind of what they will throw at you offensively?
I think they'll be in a lot of four wide receiver sets. They seem to have a tight end and a flanker on one side and a split end and kind of a wing back on the other side with kind of a pistol set. They seem to be in a shotgun with a tailback behind them and trying to do some misdirection stuff, some jet sweep stuff, which is similar to what we do. They do it a little bit differently. And then they also try to get you going one way and then come back with that tailback off the jet sweep the other way. So that's a little bit of a concern. We've got to, you know, keep our eyes focused on, you know, what our keys are up front. And then our secondary is going to have to get down in the box a little bit and help us out tackling up front too. So we've worked on that this week. I think we're comfortable on the back end of getting that extra guy down in the box for us to help our linebackers out.
Well, Coach, I think we're in store for a really good game here in week one. Obviously, a lot of excitement, everybody getting back into the swing of things. Every year's a fun new book to open up, and we look forward to seeing it here on Friday night.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN. We appreciate it.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Mike McDermott. That's week one of Trojan Preview here on KJN.